Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregith and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregith and Bill Hooks.
Hooks, it is your favorite hour of the week because we actually have someone knowledgeable on the air with us. Dane Todd is in the house. What up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Orthopedic and sports medicine. How you doing? Look at you in shorts.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. He's relaxed.
Clinic day. What are we doing here today?
I got clinic this afternoon.
See?
I'm going to change clothes before that.
Nice.
You can't wear shorts and, like, you know, a workout shirt to clinic.
Yeah.
They give you...
You started working out again?
Time out.
No, I don't exercise.
Oh, okay. Just got out.
I think...
Saving those heartbeats for later, you know?
There you go.
But
saving
I would think
idea.
DDT being you, just walking like, it's DDT.
Yeah.
You look like the dude walking in.
Yeah.
I'm here for my clinic.
It's the cool doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I've got my hockey game this weekend, so...
Do you?
I'll use up some heartbeats there.
Is it here in town?
I'm not going to tell you.
Because I want to go.
No, I want to come watch.
I want to come watch.
We could sit out there. D-D-T.
I'm so bad.
D-D-T.
I am so bad.
Really?
Now, yeah.
Are you like Adam Sandler bad?
Well, it's adult league hockey, right?
I don't.
It's non-contact, right? Because we're all old men now.
So they took away your greatest weapon.
They took away my only weapon. So I'm terrible. But I have a great time doing it.
Oh, that's fun. That's like when we go to these softball tournaments, they're like, there's no drinking in the parking lot. I'm like, how am I supposed to play softball?
Yeah, exactly.
This makes no sense.
What I'm doing.
How am I going to concentrate on this softball if I can see straight?
That's ridiculous.
I can't hit one softball. I need three.
I need three and hope I hit one of them.
You need the Baker Mayfield RV.
I do. Actually, right no, seriously, there. Legit. I told my wife, every day when we drive into work, I drive by this RV place over here, and they've got one, like, got to be from the early 70s, ratty-looking RV. I want to buy that thing so bad.
Look good.
I would actually trade my truck in and just make that my primary vehicle.
Just throw a fifth wheel on the truck, man.
Oh, my God. When we go to state, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, when we go to state, when we go to state softball every year in Hastings, I park a RV out there, and I don't leave the parking lot.
You're doing the right thing.
I don't leave the parking lot, and there's a video that circulates from our teammates that's just me drinking
it's
a beer
funny.
In each hand, and I'm sitting on my cooler. My cooler is where my butt is if I'm not on the field.
Nice.
And it's a great weekend.
You have a great time doing it.
Yeah. I found out, by the way, how about this? Oh, boys, you're going to be excited for me. I found out July 19th that weekend.
Okay.
My wife is on a bachelorette party for my sister-in-law, her sister. So she's going to be out of town. So I lined up to get my parents to watch my kids.
You're gone.
My dog and I are driving to Western Nebraska for 3 days alone fishing.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited.
Oh, boy. That'll be great.
I'm so excited.
That'll be unbelievable.
Yeah. There's a brewery out there that I want to go to, and I might take my golf clubs, maybe. But it sounds...
You don't want to pack in too much stuff, though.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I feed up on a... The last time I tried one of these trips, I went to Colorado. My best friend ditched out on me, so I was going to go by myself. My wife talked me into telling her where I was going, so then she brought the kids and her mom, and they stayed like maybe 10 miles from me.
Really?
But my brother-in-law came, which was nice,
oh,
so I got to fish with Jer.
Perfect.
But I tried camping out, and instead I had the whole weekend booked for me. So
perfect.
I'm not even telling her I'm leaving. She has no idea. You guys, the 12 people that listen know. Dave, who we're going to go to on the phone here in a second, knows. And that's it.
Nice.
And it's going to be glorious. All right, let's go to Dave. I heard he wants to compliment the Big Ten.
Big Ten. He wants to talk all nice things about the Big Ten.
All right,
go, Dave.
Let's hear you, buddy.
This is ridiculous. Wasn't it like about 2 or 3 years ago, Nick and Bill, when they had a rain delay and they weren't going to show the game live, but they began claim they had a pre-scheduled programming like Iowa and Indiana baseball?
Yep.
It's just ridiculous. This is why I like the SEC Network, guys. They show college track and field live. They don't do it on a tape delay basis and cram it all into 1 hour. They show live tennis. I know it's Olympic sports, but they do show a lot of, live. they show every SEC Network shows every baseball game on the tournament, but I feel bad for the Nebraska fans, like my family, that you know had to go to work today, and they were going to tape you know the game. Now they can't do it because it's not on. But
nope,
ridiculous.
Take my rant, guys. Thank you.
Thank
you.
No, I appreciate
it. It is awful. It's an awful deal. It really is because you got something as big as being close to us up in Omaha. Your home team is there, and it's not on.
What's on instead? Does anybody
know? I don't
know.
We should pull it out. We should see.
It's probably like a replay of a wrestling tournament or something. That's usually what they do. And let's be honest, Dave, we love you, brother. We know the only reason you're mad is because you're betting on these games and you can't watch them live.
Duh.
I'm just kidding,
hey,
buddy.
You guys, they're actually replaying the spring game at 10 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, and then they're playing some big
Wait, what spring league. Game?
Our game from this year.
I could watch me some Martinez.
Yeah, and then they're having a Big Ten Elite 1997 Nebraska football at 12.
Hey, all right. A little glory years.
At least a little Nebraska in there.
At least it's Nebraska.
Got that going.
Yeah.
You got to modify this. We should be on TV. The game right now should be on TV.
Is it because, okay, let me ask a question, and maybe I'm off base here, but we live in a world now where we like things to be fair, and we know that they don't have television or internet in Iowa.
Okay.
So maybe they're trying to make it so we can't watch it since they can't watch it.
Possibly. Possibly. But still, I think the Big Ten should modify stuff because right now.
Oh, man. That's funny. I just got a text message.
That you can't read.
I will read it. I'm not going to say who texted me, though.
I want to guess. I won't guess out loud.
Jake Cotton.
No, I don't have Jake Cotton's number.
I just always
But I did get
there.
A text message from a fellow media member saying, hey, if you're not doing anything, I'm going for a run at 1 o'clock, and then I'll be drinking beers like their Gatorade after that.
Ooh,
I know exactly who that is.
Nice.
Oh, that's
and
nice. That's fun.
I can get on board with half of that.
I know, right? I know.
Half of that.
Runs are dumb.
Love Gatorade. What? Hey, how's things going on? How's everything going over at the old JOB?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Keeping busy. Yeah.
Cool. Have you seen an influx? Because we're like a month into old man softball now.
Have you seen
an influx of us old guys showing up with like rotator cuffs and stuff?
I haven't seen too much of an influx of that yet.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's because we're getting rained out.
I haven't played enough games yet for guys' shoulders and things.
Well,
to
don't
start
worry.
Getting sore.
Tournament season is getting here. Hooks is playing in a tournament with me coming up in 2 weeks. So
love it.
We'll be seeing you.
Can't
out
wait.
There.
That's going to be awesome.
So hey, let me ask you at Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, of course, DDT Dr. Dan Todd in the house. Before we get to all the sports, because we're going to talk a lot of Huskers, we got a couple different things I want to chat about. Baseball, their seeding. I'm curious. I want to ask you as an athlete and as a competitor about the seeding that's going on with the baseball team. But so it's about to hopefully, in theory, start getting warm around here.
Yeah.
What should, because we got the state games coming up. We've got all these softball tournaments. Kids are getting out to play. What kind of things should they start looking out for as it starts getting hot that can, you know, that maybe you start seeing certain injuries because of?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The big things to watch out for are more on the medical side of things than the orthopedic side as the heat happens and people are out, you know, playing soccer and softball and with tournaments and things like that where you're out in the sun and heat all day long, right? You start to look out for heat exhaustion, heat stroke, dehydration, muscle cramping. Honestly, the best thing people can do is make sure that not just during the game and during practice you're hydrating throughout, but actually taking good care of yourself the day before and leading up to it. Drinking plenty of water and fluids leading up to things. And then, you know, we joke a lot about, you know, you with the adult league softball having some Busch lattes out in the parking lot, but believe it or not, that's not real great for the heat. So mix in some water if you're
very
going to
true.
Do that.
Very true.
And the other thing is with cramping and things like that, because that'll start to happen more and more as people get dehydrated, right? You really, you know, we see a lot of, especially in football, they're constantly showing guys on TV cramping up and going back into games and things. But like, there's a lot that goes into, you know, stretching and warming up appropriately, staying hydrated through that. And if you do start to cramp up or start to feel ill in any way while you're playing, you got to get off, got to get cooled down, got to stretch out, and got to get more fluids into you before things turn bad.
Dan, I got one interesting for you. I don't know if you saw the Nebraska baseball game the other night where we had a second baseman, Henwood, right,
yeah.
goes down.
Oh, my goodness.
And they essentially popped the shoulder back in right then and there, right?
Yeah.
And
my old buddy Jerry Weber coming through.
Just come there, pops it back in, and you know, they have the conversation about coming out. He's like, "Coach, I already have to have surgery on it. Let me stay."
Yeah.
Is that typical? Like, because that's a tough one, because I've had it out before and back in. It's not a great feeling when it goes back in, by the way.
No.
Not at all. That's one of the worst things, I think, pain-wise. But how does the happening of that, and two, the playing on with that.
Yeah, so shoulder instability and shoulder dislocations, really common in contact athletes, but then we also see it a fair bit in our baseball players too, because as they dive for balls and catches, mm-hmm. right, very stressful positions. With shoulder dislocations or subluxations, which think of like a partial dislocation, mm-hmm. a little bit of milder instability, every time that happens and that shoulder slips out of place, you run the risk of damaging the labral tissues, which is kind of a ring, a soft tissue surrounding the joint, kind of loosens that up and can tear those things. And then you can also even get, I'm going to use the word fracture, but it's kind of an indentation of mm-hmm. part of the humerus when it slides out and then pops back in. And all those things, the more it happens, right? And mm-hmm. so it can lead to recurrent instability. Now, you'll see a lot in football, especially where guys will have an instability event during the season, but we're usually able to rehab those guys to where they can continue and finish out the rest of the year. I think the number is up to 80% of players will actually be able to finish the rest of the season with appropriate bracing and modifications mm-hmm. of things. But then at the end of that year, you'll see a lot of guys end up getting surgery kind of right when the season's done to repair those tissues. Baseball is a little bit of a different animal because most of our football guys aren't requiring the kind of range of motion that the baseball mm-hmm. players are. Now, I actually didn't see Henwood's injury at all. I don't know if it's a throwing arm or non-throwing arm, but you got to think if it's a guy with his throwing arm, that's going to be tolerated a lot mm-hmm. less than if it's your non-dominant arm there. Mm-hmm. And so you'd potentially be able to brace up and protect it through the rest of the season with a plan on fixing it at the end. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he'll end up getting, you know, x-rays and appropriate studies to make sure there's not something that can't be, you know, left alone for another few weeks and needs to be taken care of. But yeah, that shoulder instability is one of those things that happens when we're young more mm-hmm. than anything. And then as we get older, things tend to tighten up as we go to the point where there's some good studies out there that show that basically if you're under the age of 18 and have a shoulder dislocation, there's close to 100% chance that you will have another instability mm-hmm. event. But then as we get older into our 20s and 30s, that number drops dramatically. So the kind of weekend warrior who has one pop out, much more likely to do okay without needing surgery. The younger guy doesn't
old
have
guys,
a good a
less
shot.
Percentage.
Exactly.
That's funny. Here, we'll go to the phone lines. We got Gary Jerry who has a question for DDT. Oh. And it better not just be, how do you put up with those two? Because I don't, if that's the question.
There's no answer to that.
There's
not an answer to that.
There's no answer to that. Gary Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Okay. Can I get a word in now?
He's scrambling.
Oh, crap. I got another question.
He's like, gosh darn it, that was my question. What do you got?
Question I have is, I've got really bad knee. And I'm looking at getting a knee replacement. How does that affect? It's my left knee that I'm going to have replaced first. I would like to get back out on the golf course. How does that knee replacement affect about how I can or cannot, you know, rotate when I want to make my shot?
Oh, sure. It actually, getting a knee replaced actually doesn't affect very much with regard to your golf game and your ability to rotate.
Yeah, it's still going to be bad, Gary Jerry, whether you get a knee replacement or not.
All right.
I typically tell my patients who are about to get knees replaced that that studies will bear out that your handicap will tend to go up a stroke or two after a joint replacement, and the distance on your drives will go down about 10 to 15 yards once you're fully recovered from things. But most patients, after having a knee or a hip replaced, are able to get back onto the golf course, especially for, you know, putting and chipping and those sorts of things within about 6 weeks or so.
Nice.
But then back to kind of full play in about a three-month time period. I tell all my patients who are going to get it done that this is the perfect time to improve the parts of your game that actually account for scoring, and that's your putting and chipping.
There you go.
And then that can stave off some of the increase in handicap. But most patients do really, really well with it, and they're able to go back to golf without much difficulty.
Well, even if I do lose 20 yards on my drives, I still outdrive Greg.
Oh, you know that, buddy. Hey, I'll agree with you on that. I stink at driving. That's 100%. You know it.
I appreciate you answering that. Have a good day, you guys.
Hey, good luck with your surgery, pal.
See ya.
Yep. All right, Gary Jerry, good stuff. I love telling people, the first time I ever met Gary Jerry, I was probably a month into this gig, and he is sitting at he comes to one of our events, and he just looks at me, he goes, come here, and I walk over, and he goes, and you got to know, he's a former ump, and I believe he was a Marine, if I remember right, and he just goes, looks me right in the face, and he goes, so what makes you the guy that's going to be on radio? And I was like, well, you know, I know a lot about sports, blah, 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 and he goes, seems like it'd be an easy job. And then I just go, then why don't you have one? What's happening here? And then we become friends ever since.
Love it.
Yeah, good. Perfect. Friends. I like Gary Jerry. He's a good guy. Good dude.
That's
good,
a great all-around question dude. About joint replacement in golf, though. Because that's, you know, a lot of folks who are getting their joints replaced, they play a lot of golf, mm-hmm. right? A little bit older, maybe retired, those sorts of things, right?
That'll
be me. And that's a big question that comes up.
Full lower body replacement is what I'll be in for when I get older. I'm the quintessential played too hard in sports, although I didn't make any money doing it, so it was just a, you know.
You did it for the love of the game.
That's, yep.
Like all the college athletes.
You know it, dude. That's right. 100%. 110%. All right, cool. So that gives us some ideas of what's going on around here. There's a lot of stuff going on around the football team to talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with the baseball team. Mm-hmm. I still got my question for you about the seeding that's going on right now. I want to see.
Interesting.
I want the okay, here's what I want from you when I ask this question. That'll be in the next segment. Start thinking of it this way. I want Dane Todd, the athlete, like competitor. And then I just want Dane to answer this question, okay? Because I think it might be two different answers mm-hmm. there. Like, I want on the record Dane, the athlete, and then off the record Dane, the athlete, off the record.
Deal.
Telling us. Okay,
deal.
Good. This is going to be good stuff.
Gotta
so
be
we
good.
Got Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, hanging out with us. We'll take a break, come back. More of your calls, too, if you want to get in. 402-466-3776. We'll